This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show. Moose, Breezy, Breeze. Easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl right here, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Let's take a look at the Doppler here this morning.
No hurricanes here.
73 for the high today. The sun is shining in downtown High Falls. We love to see it. Let's get to Parental Confidential for 1 second, shall we?
We shall.
But first...
Every time.
You guys are crazy
every
today.
Time.
All right, come on. How do you get your kid up for school on time? It's a question that has been asked by so many parents.
For so many years.
And yet nobody really has the exact formula. Take a listen to the message we got from Erin from Brighton. She writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I thought I would write in for your Parental Confidential segment because I'm beyond desperate. I'm a single mom to a 12-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son. I work a hybrid environment. 3 days working from home, 2 days in the office. And I've told my kids they have to show responsibility and wake up on time and get to school on their own. On days I'm in the office, I leave before they wake up. My daughter hasn't been late once and reliably wakes up and gets out the door on time. My son, on the other hand, every day I work from the office, he misses the bus and he cannot get to school on time. I've tried waking him up when I leave, but he just goes back to bed. When I'm home, I'm constantly having to leave my work and harass him to wake up and get out the door.
That's tough.
The school calls and asks if these lates are excused, and I say absolutely not. He gets detention.
Oof.
On days he is late, I don't allow him to go out with friends that night. He doesn't care about any punishments I give him. I'm at a loss. I've bought him his own alarm clock. I've tried to bribe him with money if he gets to school on time for an entire week. Nothing is working. I turn off the internet at 10 p.m. so he can't get distracted, but yet he still goes to bed really late. I'm desperate. Do any other parents have this issue? And what did you do about it?" Right. Interesting.
I think everybody deals with this issue who has a kid in school, especially an adolescent or a teen. Because they're a little grumpy. They love their sleep. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And there's been petitions made at multiple different schools because studies have shown that starting your day later is more beneficial to the actual learning process of it all for high schoolers.
Yeah. It's
a local school here. I can't pinpoint, if you know, at 585-252-9800. Implemented it this year, or maybe they didn't implement it, but it was definitely on the talks of a couple different boards of starting those class times just a little bit later.
What time do they start right now?
I think right now
7:20.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Let me go over to a couple of your texts right now. Shannon is weighing in first. She says, "Let me see here. Before you try anything, you might want to speak with this doctor, because my daughter went through the same exact thing and we discovered that she had a sleep disorder."
Okay.
"While it is fairly rare, it's at least worth looking into." Matt says, "Years back, I was this kid. I've been taking antidepressants for the last 20 years since the age of 24, and it's done wonders for my ability to be awake and function. I know antidepressants for a 14-year-old is probably not advised. However, what is advised is talking to his doctor."
Right.
Because it's probably easy for us to hear this message and be like, you know, you got a 14-year-old lazy kid.
Right.
He just wants to sleep. He doesn't want to get up. Is that the case? Well, that's a possibility.
Did you struggle getting up for school? I feel like that's not really your vibe.
No, are you kidding me? I was up at 6 a.m. with the iron. Just steaming my clothes, making sure they're pressed, ready to go.
Freak. Absolute freak.
Making myself a nice, wholesome breakfast before I head on into the day. You know
you
what I mean?
You wake up, you're like...
Can I get anyone anything?
Sunny side up or breezy? You're wearing an apron for no reason. Yeah. So classic.
I was ready to go. Like
okay,
I always do.
Webster starting later, and Fairport is implementing it later in 2026.
So what's, if they're starting around like 7:15, 7:20 now, what time would they start? 8?
Probably 8 or 8:30, I would assume.
Does that mean they're going to push school back an extra half hour, 40 minutes?
Yeah. Well, they'd have to. They're not just going to like
lose I got
that
out of
time.
High school. I got out of high school at 1:45. What time did you get out of there?
2:12.
Ugh.
Mm.
Greece is where it's at.
Well, it depended on if I had early dismissal or not.
Greece is where you can discover the promise.
What is that promise? What is that promise?
Getting out of school at 1:45.
Yeah, definitely. The fact that I do this for a living and wake up as early as I do, I struggled so bad getting up from school.
Kelly says, I hate to say it, but I still remember my dad coming into my room, opening all the curtains and blinds, ripping my blanket off while yelling, time for school. I was just...
It's traumatizing.
I'm just not a morning person in my teenage years. I somehow grew into a responsible adult, but it took a lot of time for me to get my act together. Yeah, I mean, let's give the kid a little bit of credit. He's only 14. I get that. I mean, she's doing everything she can. She's bribing him. She's shutting the internet off at 10. We got a listener that says, I don't want to make excuses, but this could always be a deeper issue going on aside from he just doesn't want to get up. Have you really had the one-on-one conversation with him as his mom if anything serious is going on in his life? It's a great question, to be honest.
It is a great question.
Let me get to a couple of calls coming in here real quick. PXY. Hello, PXY.
Nope. No calls.
We lost him. All right, let me go over to, who's this person real quick? Let me get over
Okay,
to-
this person says, I found out that my own kids had a hard time getting up if they go out and do things the night before. So I don't allow them to do that. I would probably take my kids to therapy and see if they have anxiety or depression that's keeping them up late at night.
Yeah, we got a couple.
Oh, Fairport's pushing high school start till 9 a.m. In the year of 2026, 2027.
9 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
That's really late. That's what time, like, you're in grade school. That's what time it starts. Yeah. 9:30.
It's kind of universal throughout, so.
Hi, PXY. Who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah, talk to us. How do you get your kids up for school on time?
Start at like 4:30 in the morning. Start waking them up.
Oh, wow.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Well, how's
it? Absolutely. Batavia works every time.
In Batavia. So tell us about that. Like, you're trying to tell me there's no backlash from your child.
I mean, I'm
getting them up at 4:30 in the morning.
A little bit, but
well, I mean,
eventually
they're not getting up at 4:30. It starts at 4:30, and they'll lay there for an hour probably.
Yeah. Maybe like a half 45.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens if that doesn't work?
Keep trying until they get up. I don't leave the room until she's up.
Oh, that gets awkward, does it not?
My dad would come in and do and fling the door open, and then I would put the covers over my face.
Right.
And then he would come in again, and he would hit the lights, and I wouldn't get up. And then he'd come in a third time, and he'd rip the covers off me. And if I didn't get up after then, he would get the spray bottle.
Time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Sarah, your technique is wake your kid up at 4:30 in the morning. Right, okay. All right, thank you so much for the call.
There and get Breezy off the show because she sucks.
What?
Oh. Wait. Wait, what? Wait, okay. We were literally just all laughing. She was laughing at my jokes.
Yeah, Sarah.
If I suck, why are you laughing at my jokes?
Singer, are we okay this morning?
Not my strong. My fan base is not strong in Batavia. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Sarah's angry. We just had a great conversation. What did I do?
I don't know. That was just... That
Wait,
just...
what? I'm shook.
Completely.
On a Friday?
That
wow,
came out of left
sucks.
Field. Bit Breezy off the show because she sucks. Where did that come from?
Oh, my God. We were having a great time. Why'd you call into my show? I'm confused. If I suck, why'd you call in? No, I'm genuinely so confused. Wait, what?
I'm so lost right now.
And then she hung up. Coward. Call us back, Sarah. I want to fight. No, I'm
pissed. I don't know where to go from here. I really don't. What are you?
Wait, do I suck? No, not me spiraling.
It's really good. We're going to take a quick break
quick
because...
I got to take a lap.
Breezy's going to take a lap. I don't know what just happened.
I'm going to call the mayor of Batavia, see if everyone hates me.
By the way, Aaron, thank you so much for... what were we even talking about? Yes, getting your kid off for school.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm just thrown off right now.
I'm really thrown. But yeah. We're professionals. We got to take a break.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to replay that call 100 times. Stay there. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Take a listen to what just happened.
And then he'd come in a third time, and he'd rip the covers off me. And if I didn't get up after then, he would get the spray bottle.
Time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Sarah, your technique is wake your kid up at 4:30 in the morning. Right, okay. All right, thank you so much for the call.
There and get Breezy off the show because she sucks.
What?
Oh.
I don't know. That came out of left field.
We were like kicking. We were literally like chumming it up. We were having a great conversation.
Get Breezy off the show because she sucks. And then we go on a commercial break and Breezy has to do a lap around the building.
I was literally spiraling. No, it's Friday. I don't want to suggest myself to these vibes. Like, no, thank you.
I totally get that. I totally get it.
I'm confused.
I don't think that everybody feels the same way that Sarah does.
No, I clearly don't have a strong fan base in Batavia, so no, there's that.
She could have easily said that about me.
Bobby from Batavia's here. She said, Breezy, that woman needs to go somewhere, especially since she did not have the guts to repeat herself and stay on the line.
I know.
Breezy, you are an amazing person inside and out.
Oh, God.
My girls and I love listening to you.
One more time. All right, thank you so much for the call.
There and get Breezy off the show because she sucks.
What?
Oh, me. Oh. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I'm laughing at the fact that as soon as that happened, you got up and walked outside.
No, I was just like so confused. Hello. Because you know what? These things happen, unfortunately.
Well, lucky for you and I, we have somewhat of thick skin to do a job like this.
I mean, we gotta.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hello. This is Breezy's girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
You're shaking pissed, aren't you?
I'm livid.
Yeah. Why?
The nerve. What's up with Sarah? I don't understand. That's her name, right?
Yes.
Who cares, honestly?
No, yeah, that's her name. Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't understand. Like, why call in and throw shade at my girl like that? Nobody talks to my girl that way. I mean, if she wants to throw hands, come find me. I'll throw hands.
Oh, my God.
No, nobody's fighting. We're not fighting listeners. That's not happening. But I will say, your girl is spiraling right now.
No,
Breezy had to take a
like,
lap.
This is crazy.
She went outside during commercial break and walked around the building.
I had to get some air.
And then called me at my job. I mean, Sarah's impacting my life.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
For sure.
She is impacting your life. I don't know what happened, you know?
We were having a great talk, and then all of a sudden... She lost it and she flew off the handle.
You know, can I ask you something? Because you're a mental health professional. How does one deal with spiraling and not allowing others to affect you in a negative way?
Honestly, I can't answer that. I'm working on that myself. So you want my therapist in on this phone call too?
Yeah, I would love for because I'm
let's three way her in.
I'm looking for a new one, to be honest.
Oh my God. But, well, yeah. I mean, thanks for defending me, babe. I don't care at this point. It's Friday. Good vibes.
She cares. Yeah, thanks for...
No, she does care, and it's going to ruin our night.
No, you're going to be fine. You guys are going to have a great Friday. But I do appreciate
you.
Thank you for calling in, baby.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Of course. Anything for you, too. I love you both.
Love you, too.
Sarah,
it's all about spreading love today. We got to spread that love.
Positivity. Thanks, babe.
Unlike Sarah. All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
We know what she's doing tonight. She's going to be gambling in at Batavia Downs.
with a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. No, literally, she just weighed back in.
Where?
She weighed back in. She said, you'd be better without Breezy Moose. Oh, please, Sarah.
Let me set the record straight please. For 1 second.
I've been building this show from the ground up for 5 years now. Come on.
And then me before that, laying the foundation. But let me tell you something. There's because people ask us all the time, hey, do you guys enjoy working together? And the answer is yes. Like any relationship, we have good days, we have bad days, but there's not a single person I'd much rather do this show with than Easy Breezy. Beautiful cover girl. Not a single person.
Not even Sarah?
I wouldn't mind having her fill in at least once.
Oh my God. No, but like actually though.
You,
like,
have
I
a you have a special lady in your life to call and defend you like that.
No, she's the best. And like, you know, I think this is like, it's all fun and games and we can kiki and laugh about the whole thing. But the thing about it is that whether you do a show like this, whether you have a social media profile, whether you literally do anything with Spotlight or not, people are just mean and they're not always the kindest. And I think it's the way that you handle it. And if you handle it with grace, you're able to move forward. Because, I mean, listen, we don't need to susceptibility ourselves to that type of
behavior. No, and we don't know what Sarah is also going through. Just one more time. All right, thank you so much for the call.
And get Breezy off the show because she sucks.
What?
Oh.
All righty.
98PXY is free and always will.
So important to stab this way. You gotta
stab that way.
Social media, a very dangerous place. I'm sure we can all agree with that.
It really is.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. How many of you have been in a situation where you found yourself going viral on social media in a not so positive way? Because it's getting to a point where online has become, it's become a place that's being used as a weapon against people. You have bullying, you have fraud, and fraud in general. Yeah. But if you have a story you're willing to share on how you or someone you know dealt with maybe having your identity stolen online, hit us up. Lily, who we have on hold, is a perfect example that it doesn't matter how old you are, it can happen to pretty much anyone.
Right.
Hi, good morning, Lily.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Lily. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get started, I just want to apologize for the nightmare that you just recently went through.
Oh, thank you. It's been rough, to say the least. It hasn't been fun for me or my family. But we are just trugging through. What else can I do?
So for other people who, you know, because I want to make sure not everybody feels alone on this because it happens to so many people. And I know it's really relatable. Anybody that uses social media, this could happen to anyone at any given time. So do you mind just breaking down your story and what recently happened to you?
Well, last month, actually, I made a video and it was just something to promote my TikTok page because I'm fairly new with my TikTok page.
Okay.
And I woke up Saturday morning to 40 messages in my Facebook inbox. And
right.
It was all these people saying, you know, have you checked your Facebook? Have you seen this? And everybody is sharing a post with me. And I see the post is a picture of me. But in the picture, it's kind of cropped in kind of close. And you see my whole body.
Right.
And the caption on the picture is who I was cheated on with.
What?
Now.
Okay. Somebody is accusing you of cheating, but they use your photo.
Yes, somebody is accusing me of, I guess, of being the mistress using my picture. And this woman, her name is, well, this might not even actually be a woman. It could just be a bot. It could be a guy in another country just using women's pictures. But it also just goes to show you how scary social media it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
When I first looked, there was over 1,200 reactions, over 700 comments. And as the day went on, it I think got up to about 24,000 reactions.
Oh my gosh.
And people were sharing it in mom groups. They're sharing my picture in home wrecking groups.
What?
They're sharing it in meme groups. Like groups I've never even heard of.
Lily, what are some of the things they're saying as far as the comments?
Yeah.
The comments were, I would have cheated too. This girl looks better than you. And
oh,
even though this person did me wrong. I still think bullying is unacceptable on all levels.
Sure.
But then there's a lot of people who are saying cheating is wrong, and this girl deserves bad things to happen to her, basically.
So basically, long story short, you go to bed one night, you wake up, and you find that you have 40 messages in your inbox of people saying, hey, did you see this post? Someone used your photo and accused you of you cheating or having an affair with their husband.
Yes.
And where did the post come in of the picture of you standing next to your name?
Well, that was my picture on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I mean, it was shared in so many different groups. I was able to get that the person who posted the picture on Facebook, I was able to get that person to take it down.
Oh,
but
really?
At that point, yeah, they took
it down.
The damage
had been done.
Yeah, the damage was done already. It was too late because it's shared. People take screenshots.
Let me ask you, Lily, you're married with children. Yes. Do you have kids?
I am. Yes,
okay.
I am married. I've been married for 5 years. I have two boys, and my husband, thank God for, you know, the way he is and that he is just a saint.
Yeah.
Because he's getting frustrated with other people, but he knows that this whole thing is not believable.
It's BS,
but,
this
isn't
real. And that's the thing, Lily, you're lucky too, because let's say people are in an abusive relationship. This could go south real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yep. I mean, there's been a part of my past where I don't think if this had happened back then to me, I don't think it would have went so well.
Oh, God.
So I'm very blessed that I have the husband I do have, because he knows, and he's not accepting it, but he knows it is what it is. Like,
right.
There's nothing that
no blame is placed on you.
Right. Yeah. And he knows that it's these people just like, I guess, you know, they're getting paid because they're making money off this.
Or, God forbid, they start taking pictures of your kids.
That has me so paranoid. I said to my coworker earlier, I had said, I'm about to pull a 2016 Taylor Swift and delete everything.
Yeah.
I am.
This is a lot to go through, you know? And
it is.
And there's so many teenagers that go through this, too.
Yeah. I wanted to actually make a point about that,
please.
Too. Somebody whose mental health could be really struggling right now, and then they're getting all these hateful messages. That would be a really unfortunate thing for them to get.
Correct.
Messages like this.
Yeah. Lily, I'm sorry that happened to you. I really appreciate you coming on to share your story. What's one of the things, if somebody goes through something like the situation you just went through, what can they do?
I mean, I had everybody I know practically report the page.
Okay.
It doesn't really necessarily do anything. The post is still up. People are still either saying that the guy, you know, he was smart to cheat, or that, you know, they call me all sorts of names now. I have to just live with this now. And this is, you know, it is hard with my job. For me, the one thing my best advice, do not read the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. You can spiral real quick after that.
Yeah, I found myself going down that rabbit hole this weekend, and I had to just disconnect from social media. Also, if you are not in the spotlight, make your page as private as possible.
100%.
Yeah, that's
make
a
it
good
as
point.
Private as possible.
It's
you
so
can't
hard
trust
for
anybody.
I know it's so hard for people to do that though, because a lot of, especially teens, their one goal is to grow that following.
Right.
You know, but Lily,
so sad.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right. We'll talk soon. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye.
Stay safe out there, guys.
It's really, it's a scary place. It's a scary, it's a cold, cold world.
When it comes to social media, protect yourself at all costs. So, I mean, if you are not in the spotlight and you have the option to keep your accounts private, that may be your best option.
100%.
Because people are constantly getting their photos stolen. Like, Lily, that's a wild story.
That is a wild story.
Can you imagine, though? You go to bed, everything's fine. You wake up, and all of a sudden, you went viral on all these platforms.
No way.
You're a homewrecker.
No way.
It's really crazy.
Really bad.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings with Moose.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance.
Korean to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Korean for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breezy.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.